Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Interrupted that Bill Gates thing over and over again, and that's not fair to this little demon. Let's actually hear what he said uninterrupted. Let's go back to the beginning of the 2.5 minute clip. I'll play it uninterrupted, and then I will give you my views on it, which are not my opinions when it comes to this. This is deep research, but it's all hiding in plain view. Everybody watching and listening has either gotten super sick from a vaccine or had family that got sick or died from it. And a lot of you got children that can't talk because of it. They were talking, they got that next round, and bye-bye. And what happened there was an over-gain of function. I don't mean gain of function, spreading a pathogen. I mean, it's designed to lower IQ. That's one of their main functions, infertility. And sometimes you have the big blood-on-brain effect, and it just absolutely screws up the wiring of the child permanently. What really they want is just a bunch of people with low IQs. But sometimes, again, it overdoes it. That's why Gates is calling for even stronger ones, because he just wants to really hurt a lot of people. And I mean, he's told you that. He wants to kill you. So here's Bill Gates.
The Moderna vaccines sound concerning. We looked. After the second dose, at least 80% of participants experienced a systemic side effect, ranging from severe chills to fevers. So, are these vaccines safe?
Well, the FDA, not being pressured, will look hard at that. The FDA is the gold standard of regulators, and their current guidance on this, if they stick with that, is very, very appropriate. The side effects were not super severe. That is, it didn't cause permanent health problems for the things that are. They, you know, Moderna did have to go with a fairly high dose, and so to get the antibodies. Some of the other vaccines are going able to go with lower doses to get responses that are pretty high, including the J&J and the Pfizer. And so there's a lot of characteristics of these vaccines. It's great that we have multiple of them that are going out there. And yes,
you know the data better than I do. But the data showed that everybody with a high dose had a side effect.
Yeah, but some of that is not dramatic where, you know, it's just, you know, super painful. But, yes,
yeah, pause right here.
We need to make sure there's...
I could have gotten prepared for this because there's just so many clips, and I saw the article this morning. During the break, guys, when you try, Dude's always good at finding all this. Robert Kennedy Jr. wrote a bunch of articles listing people that contacted him who were prominent spokespersons who were like, I'm a big healthy guy. I'm volunteering for the full dose. And they got paralyzed. One of them was like a CNN pundit. And then you don't see him on TV anymore, but I forget the names. Will somebody go pull that? Because he's up there, bald-faced lying. I mean, I knew. I told you months ago, hey, here's the test. They're having really bad side effects, 80%, on average, with three different dose levels. But 100%, you heard her on the strong dose. And a bunch of them, last time I heard, are paralyzed. But it's like a... And he's up there lying about it. You know, there's a local talk show host that attacks me all the time. But he admits he went and got the flu shot, and his feet and hands were numb for a year. But he says it's worth it. It's called Guillain-Barré. Let's finish the clip. Finishing, please.
Not severe side effects. The FDA, I think, will do a good job of that, despite the pressure.
He runs them all.
How many doses of the vaccine will we need?
Well, none of the vaccines at this point appear like they'll work with a single dose. That was the hope at the very beginning. Maybe one of them, particularly in the second generation, won't surprise us. We hope just two, although in the elderly, sometimes it it takes more. And so making sure we have lots of elderly people in the trial will give us that data.
But that's a death panel. We don't talk about that.
You've said some more than 7 billion doses is what we'll need.
Well, if what you're trying to do.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 apiece at InfoWarsStore.com. We poured even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
Your host, Alex Jones, and we have a special guest, investigative journalist Patrick Howley, joining us at the bottom of the hour to get into the incredible statements made by Bill Gates that, 100% of people that took the full-dose vaccine for COVID-19 put out by four different companies had side effects. They got paralyzed, very sick, you name it. Many of them couldn't get out of bed for weeks. But that's okay. Because, again, Bill Gates really cares about you. In between how he talks about how he wants to use vaccines to lower our population, now he wants death panels to get rid of old people. So all of that is coming up at the bottom of the hour. And all of this is secret medical experimentation. And good old J.K. Rowling, who used to be an establishment leftist, is now waking up to all the secret medical experimentation going on. And she says, society risks medical scandal over uncontrolled experiment of transgenderism. And that's what it is, a giant sterilization operation, making it fashionable to convince mentally retarded children and autistic children, that's half of who's being put into the hormone therapy or having their genitals actually mutilated off of their bodies, over half of those getting the transfer are seen as subhuman by the establishment. So they developed this whole plan to, through the vaccines and through the GMO and through the fluoride, create a mass of children. One in 35,000 had autism 40 years ago. Now one in 52 has it. In Korea, it's one in 25. And then you've got to have a way to make sure they don't breed. And then finally, they're going to go ahead and just euthanize them. Once we're one in three will then be autistic, and that's the collapse of civilization. But robots will have to come in and take care of everyone. We're just going to have the aging population. We're going to have the total phase out of the entire civilization. I'm sorry to have to announce this dystopia to you, but you saw the Wall Street Journal a month ago, dreaming of the end of humanity. Humanity's bad and failed and fallen, and COVID has showed us that, and we all need to die for the earth. But first, the new transhuman will rise. And it should be the most beautiful future you've ever seen. This is the sick stuff that Aldous Huxley, whose brother ran the whole transhumanist operation at the UN, Julian Huxley wrote about in the 1940s. It's their world. We're just living in it until we wake up and say no. All right. I've got something really exciting to announce. And obviously, when we announce this, we're going to get a lot of questions about something. So I'm going to go ahead and address that first before I tell you about this new product. We started selling 6.5 years ago Super Blue toothpaste, and it became our overall bestseller. We didn't have much margin in it, so it wasn't really a profit center, but it brought people to store. It had thousands of five-star reviews. And it was called Super Blue because it has natural, clean, pure iodine in it. So it comes out of the tube white, but turns blue once it becomes oxygenated. Because pure iodine looks like it's red in a bottle, but actually turns blue under oxygen. And so my dad had the name Super Blue. He's a dentist. He developed it with one of the major toothpaste developers out there here in the U.S. And so it was always there to be, you know, to brush your teeth, to clean them, and to you know, freshen things and to remove plaque and bacteria and things like that. That's what toothpaste does. It's a really good toothpaste. It didn't have any fillers in it. And then a couple years later, they start developing a tooth whitening toothpaste that also cleans and does things, but it's mainly cosmetic. And make the teeth look really good and clean. That was even more popular. And then people started pointing out, well, wait, both your toothpaste have nano silver in them. And people were out buying nano silver up all over the internet. And Letitia James, the same lady that ordered the nursing homes to take people with COVID-19, the flu and pneumonia into them, and who blocked families to be there during the hit job, where they got 52,000 total for taking them in, intubating them, you know, so the mass death could happen. And about half the death nationwide has been in those nursing homes in blue cities and blue states. Well, that same Letitia James, put in power by George Soros, like the other individuals in Austin and in St. Louis and in L.A. and in San Francisco and in Portland and in Seattle, the Weatherman children, like in San Francisco. I mean, that's who's running things. She came out and said, Jones says he has a cure for COVID-19. We want him arrested. Never said I had a cure or a treatment for COVID-19. Obviously talked about silver and, you know, topically what it does. It's like alcohol or anything else. And so people say, well, why don't you keep selling the toothpaste? Because when I do it, she falsely claims, this is how it works, we caught him, that I've got a cure all over the news. People then go to the website and buy it, their operatives, so they can say they thought I had a cure, so they can sue me or indict me because they need the witnesses. And we've tracked it and know what they're up to. So I got Soros trying to put me in jail, folks. And the only way to stop their people, because we tracked some of it who was coming in with orders, I mean, they're so dumb, they're so obvious. You know, universities are ordering and stuff like that. Same universities that sue us. And so we had to stop the sales of it because they're framing us. This woman is a criminal, a master criminal working for George Soros, who murders old people. So over a year ago, I tried charcoal toothpaste of a major brand and thought it was amazing. And I went to my dad and people said, I would like to put out a charcoal toothpaste that doesn't have all this silicate and all these fillers in it. And so it just so happens, one door closes, another door opens. We were able to have this come in just a few months after we stopped selling the other very popular toothpaste. And we also have the mouthwash, activated, pure, high-quality charcoal with other essential oils. Doesn't have the fillers. Very strong toothpaste because we just don't add the fillers. And I'm very proud of Dr. Jones Naturals. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, you can go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you can find it all right there on the site, or you can follow the links we have at InfoWarsStore.com to Dr. Jones Naturals and get it there because it's my dad's separate company. That's the way we set it up a year ago. Nice shopping cart, nice system. We fulfill the orders for him, but this is his company, and it's got a bunch of other high-quality vitamins and other supplements, 9 different brands at Dr. Jones Naturals. So I hope that everyone will be sure and check that out. drjonesnaturals.com, drjonesnaturals.com, distributed by DJN Health Lab, LLC, Austin, Texas, 78764. And we are, again, extremely, extremely proud of my dad and of Austin Rivera, who, again, has degrees in chemistry and all the rest of it from Texas A&M and who officially does product development for major corporations. He came in and did this as well. And so this is Dr. Jones Naturals, made in one of the top factories and labs in the United States. We have the activated charcoal, and we have the activated charcoal toothpaste, as well as the mouthwash. We're very, very proud of it. InfoWarsStore.com. And right now there's still free shipping on the site, but we're going to have to end that when the month of July ends because Tim Ferger came over to me yesterday and he goes, hey, listen, You know, everybody else sells these privacy pockets for $25, $30, $35. They cost us $11 plus. You understand with free shipping, we're almost losing money on these. So he suggested if you don't want to go bankrupt, because your listeners are buying stuff, but you need to actually make money, we should go up to $24.95 on these, and you should stop the free shipping. And he showed me a bunch of items that we basically break even on. Some things we lose money on because there's no marketing going on here. It's just me coming up with all this. And of course, people realize it. That's why it's unorthodox what we do here. I want to thank you all for your support. But I'm really, really proud of the Dr. Jones Naturals activated charcoal, naturally fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste. And if you don't know what activated charcoal does, ladies and gentlemen, it naturally, in a clean way, strips away the toxins, the impurities, the plaque. And it doesn't damage the enamel. That's really important because it's all the silicates and all the other things that they overdo in these things that end up causing the problems. It makes your teeth look really clean. It just destroys the enamel. This cleans them up beautifully, does an incredible job, but doesn't damage your teeth. And it's, I believe you're going to like this as much as the other toothpaste, maybe even more. You've never used anything like it. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Back live, ladies and gentlemen. And I kind of went off into a whole rant earlier on the toothpaste saga, which isn't even about plugging the products, but understanding how the scams work. That's how the left operates. They go out and make a false claim about you, say that you're doing something, say that you have violated the law. They make statements that they attribute to you, and then they go out and find victims that you supposedly hurt, so they can then sue you. That's how they operate. And we've caught them doing it a bunch. And it's just when you come face to face with criminal will, and they know they're criminals, and let me tell you, they knew when they sent tens of thousands of people to their graves that it would come out that they murdered all those people in the hospitals. And the hospitals and the nursing homes begged them and said to Governor Cuomo and Letitia James, they said, if you send people with the flu and with COVID-19 pneumonia into the nursing homes, you're not supposed to do that. It's a default. It's going to kill them. And they threatened to arrest them if they didn't do it. And they feel good about it because they're the left. They have a right to rule. New York passed a law. They can keep babies alive after they're born and harvest their organs. And when the governor signed that order with those women up there at the state house, he looked like he was in ecstasy. That's who these people are. It's like the governor of Virginia saying we keep babies alive and harvest their organs, but don't worry, we keep them comfortable. These people have no bottom. Soros goes out and picks people that are known to be evil, and he runs them and he puts them in. And we can't be afraid of these monsters. We have to stand up against them. Letitia James and Governor Cuomo need to be indicted. They need to go to prison. Instead, they're lecturing Governor DeSantis in Florida. Oh, you did a horrible job. Everybody's got COVID, and they've been caught in Florida. Motorcycle accidents, car wrecks, cancer, 90-year-old people with cancer, saying they're COVID positive, and it turns out 333 labs who were testing up to 500 people a day apiece, all said day after day, week after week, 100% positive rates. And then the people that said they were tested weren't ever tested. I personally have met 50-plus people in Austin and in Florida when I was there last week coming up saying, my brother got tested. And they said he was negative, but then he got a test saying he was positive. My brother went in to get tested. They didn't test him. He got called. They said he had it. I know people personally in Austin that have never been to a clinic, and they got a call, you've got COVID. And they say, why? And they go, well, someone at your office tested positive, and we're just saying you have it. And people need to understand, we have the documents from NIH going back months ago when they changed the policy in May. They changed the policy in early May. It was implemented in mid-May to say that one person that tests positive for COVID, you then test. That's a Freudian slip. There is no test. You then say that 15 people around you have it with a computer model, a metric. That's like a slot machine running a scam and calling it a metric. And I know I've ranted about this and I've raved about it, but the way they're engaged in the fraud out in the open in front of everyone boggles the brain. So again, Letitia James comes out and says, Alex Jones says he has a cure. Never said any such thing. My products do not treat, cure, anything COVID-19. Then they hope idiots believe that and believe that, oh, well, Letitia says he has a cure. She says he's a fraud, but I bet it is real. They go order, and then they have their own people go order, so they can then be a plaintiff to a criminal or a civil suit against me, and now it turns out they admit that that's their plan. I mean, these are monsters. You don't just think they stop with Jussie Smollett claiming people attacked him, put a noose around his neck, or the NASCAR driver running scams, or any of this. No, it's what Democrats do. They frame people. They set people up. They lie. They cheat. They steal. Because they're able to murder over 10,000 people in the nursing homes. What do you expect? By day, they work at Google. By night, they set fires and beat people. Like the Google operatives getting arrested. They are a group of criminals that want to take over and dominate. They want to overthrow civilization and society. They hate America. And think about it. Has Governor Cuomo got in trouble for killing all those old people? Has Trump even really come out and criticized him? He's done it mildly. Everyone should be talking about Cuomo and Governor Wolf and the other governors, 10 of them now, that ordered people with pneumonias and flus and COVID-19 into the nursing homes so they could get their death rate up. He's a stone-cold killer. And what does J.K. Rowling say to this? J.K. Rowling says society risked medical scandal over uncontrolled experiment of transgenderism, taking retarded and autistic children in the U.K. and all over the world now, and saying, oh, you're so cute, you're so pretty, you're really a girl, you're really a boy, giving them attention if they go on drugs to sterilize themselves or actually have surgeries. That's sick medical experimentation hidden in plain view. And the Tavistock Institute said in the 60s, we will convince mentally retarded children to undergo sterilization by making it popular. And that's all this is. But here's the big story. It's on Infowars.com. There were all these studies Dr. Group pointed out 3 years ago. There were all these other studies about 5G pushing viruses across the cell membrane and helping viruses produce. Well, cover up. NIH removes 5G coronavirus study from website following Infowars expose. If you go to the article, please, I'd like to click and show folks a screenshot we've got right there of the actual study. And there's a whole bunch of other studies on it. But they don't want you to see the study. And I don't just believe the study. I've seen a bunch of other studies saying the exact same thing. Even mainline headlines. 5G lowers immunity. 5G causes cancer. LA Times. Wired Magazine. And the globalists were losing. The UN officials went public and said, okay, vaccines are hurting people. There's been a cover-up at the WHO. That was in December, and then all this happens. Instead of admitting they're wrong, backing off, now Gates says, I need global immunity for 7.5 billion shots, and we're going to have 700,000 people get sick or die, but it's okay. So they've gone from denying it to admitting it. And what does it do? It doesn't just rattle viruses across the cell wall and help it get through. It actually breaks up the DNA inside your cell. And you know what happens when the DNA breaks up? Cancer. So there's the study. It's linked. It's backed up. They removed it. They don't give a reason. They just, oh. It's just pure evil, ladies and gentlemen. Just like when the Indians came out and said it's a man-made thing. And that was later confirmed. They just threatened them and they withdrew that as well. All right, we've got investigative journalists joining us, coming up from NationalFile.com. Patrick Howley, stay with us. The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style, total net surveillance, censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, info. InfoWars.com, Paul Watson's site, Summit.News, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth. That is king. That is queen. That is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We are back live. We are broadcasting worldwide. You know, one of the big things people online point out that we were right about 25 to 26 years ago is that Bill Gates is a kingpin of the New World Order. And people would always say, why do you obsess with Bill Gates? Why do you put him in your movies? Why do you say he's a bad guy? Because I was doing basic research into the globalist and the UN and into depopulation and transhumanism, and I found his father and his father's father working for the Rockefeller Foundation and running Planned Parenthood and being on the Federal Reserve Board and literally saying they supported, you know, sterilizing the general public and stuff. And then he went on Bill Moyers 25 years ago and said he believes in depopulation. We've got all the video. And then he wants to euthanize old people and he wants to depopulate the planet. And now he's telling us that he runs all these big institutions and that he's going to run our lives. So now he's gone on CBS News. We played the clips earlier. investigative journalist who's written for Epoch Times, Breitbart, the Daily Caller, broken a lot of huge stories, the Veterans Affairs scandal, Governor Northam's blackface, and the NXIVM sex cult, and the Clinton sex trafficking. We'll get updates from him next segment about the latest on Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, but he's been on Bill Gates' tail. And so I want to ask him, why do you think Gates is suddenly out admitting, okay, 80% of people are getting sick that take my vaccine in the trials? He tries to say it's not a big deal, but some have been paralyzed. Why do you think he's doing this, and what's really going on with Bill Gates from your deep research? And welcome, Patrick, for joining us.
Well, Alex, I think it's time for Bill Gates to get a new PR guy, because he's not doing a very good job of making the people like him or even feel like he's one of us, like he's a fellow human being. But they are becoming more brazen about what they're doing. They're becoming more brazen about the fact that they don't care about hurting us or making us sick or damaging us with these vaccines. Now, the thing you have to realize about this Moderna coronavirus vaccine, where at least 80% of the test subjects are getting side effects, the thing you have to realize is the NIH is partnered with Bill Gates on this, and the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, has a financial stake in it. Francis Collins, the NIH director, caught on tape at the Economic Club, admitting that NIH has an intellectual property stake in this vaccine, and guess who funded it? None other than the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness, which is a Bill Gates funded Bill Gates front group, and the partner on it was Anthony Fauci, NIAID. So if you think about this, and we know how they've smeared hydroxychloroquine, the president's great treatment, which he's now vindicated on, which is saving lives, okay? The government, which is supposed to be, you know, helping us or telling us how we're going to survive this pandemic, actually has a financial stake in this extremely dangerous vaccine. No wonder that people in Johannesburg are now taking to the streets and saying, we don't want this thing tested on black people in Africa. I guess black lives don't matter to Bill Gates. And meanwhile, people in Boise, Idaho, just like the people in Johannesburg, burning their face masks now. White people and black people all over the globe coming together against the globalist elites. This is a new paradigm.
Absolutely. Let's talk about this. This is the rollout of global government. Explain to people how the pyramidal power structure of a global corporate franchise works with Gates at the top of it, because now people are learning every major institute of health, except maybe Russia or a few others, India, South Africa, you name it, Mexico, they're all run by Gates and the UN. That's why even Bolsonaro tries to stop them, but he can't because his own system's been funded for decades and run by it.
Oh, that's absolutely right. And if you look at Fauci, who's totally in the pocket of Gates, and Birx, who's also in the pocket of Gates, she's on the board of the Global Fund, which has gotten over $2 billion from the Gates Foundation. You look at IHME and Imperial College London, the two models that shut down our economy, rendered millions of people unemployed. Both of those groups funded by Gates. You go back to 2001, that photo that you just showed of Fauci, who's apparently this anonymous health guy, this health expert. And by the way, for a health expert, he can't throw a baseball. He throws a baseball like a toddler. But he's there with Bill Gates Sr., who was on the board of Planned Parenthood prior to Roe v. Wade. He's there with George Soros, Ted Turner, David Rockefeller, all of the members of the club. 2 years after that, the Stephen King television show The Dead Zone predictive programmed this entire thing. You and I both know, Alex, that they think that their sinister deeds have more power if they telegraph to the people what they're doing. And that's why 2003, oh, there's a coronavirus outbreak in China on this television show, and you have to wear masks. And then chloroquine, the anti-malarial drug, is the thing that ends up saving the day, and the CDC finally admits that chloroquine was right. They predictive programmed this. Gates has called this vaccine his final solution, okay? He has called coronavirus Pandemic One, and he has cackled with joy about the prospect of another pandemic, which will get even more attention.
By the way, Patrick, you're on fire more than usual here. I can tell you're pissed about this. Why do you think Gates looks more happy than he's ever looked? When he talks about the economy never starting back, he begins giggling and looking like he's having an orgasm. When he talks about 700,000 are going to get hurt by the vaccine, he gets visibly excited. As you said, he calls it a final solution, which is the Nazi term for exterminating groups. And then meanwhile, he has the whole pedigree of that. This is what the hell's going on here?
It's demonic energy, Alex. These people genuinely derive power and satisfaction and energy off of the suffering of others. Now, we know that this entire thing was a scam. You know why we know that? Because Fauci actually funded the coronavirus bat project with the Wuhan Institute of Virology Trump and Pompeo have both said that was the outbreak. So let me get this straight. So Fauci is the guy who actually funded the thing that unleashed the outbreak onto the world, and he's partnered with Bill Gates on the vaccine, and he spent all this time trying to shut down inexpensive treatment like hydroxychloroquine. Meanwhile, they try to make money on the side. Eight members of the NIH treatment panel disclosed financial transactions with Gilead, which makes this super expensive drug. That's why they didn't like hydroxychloroquine. So it's all been about the vaccine. They want the mass vaccinations. And you know what else Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation was funding? A project at MIT, and we know Gates and Epstein, good friends through their work at MIT. Epstein funneled money to MIT through Gates, okay? You know what the project was? How to use a vaccine to implant people's medical history under their skin so you can look at somebody's skin and figure out whether or not they've been vaccinated or not, like a marker.
This and let me stop you. They then came out and said that I made that up and that they listed you in articles that you made it up, even though the head of Rice University Science and the head of MIT Science said Gates asked for this and showed the documents bragging. And then here's Google today. They're racing to come out with their own digital tattoos under the skin to prove you've had vaccines. That's business insider right there. Google working on smart tattoos that turn skin into living touchpad. So what is this tactic where they say they're doing it, we say we don't want it, and they say we're liars?
Well, you know what, Alex? In your great state of Texas, a Google partner is doing the contact tracing, where they send the contact tracers around to everybody. In Massachusetts, you've got a George Soros and Bill Gates-funded organization that Chelsea Clinton is on the board of trustees on that are doing the contact tracing.
Everybody keeps asking what happened to Governor Abbott. I'll tell you what happened. Google and Apple moved to town, and he took money from them, and he gave them the money back for contact tracers, and he's now merging with Sauron.
Yep. And de Blasio says, oh, the contact tracers can't ask if you've been to a George Floyd protest. They know the thing's a scam. Fauci's at the baseball game, not even wearing his mask. After his testimony, he's on video not wearing a mask, sending a message to the fake news reporters that you don't have to wear a mask. Only the commoners, only the cattle, only the animals in our slave class have to wear masks.
You're absolutely right. And it's an occult ritual. Well, and let's admit it, the military is and things for reasons. But that's, you go and you sign up for that to be put into a cult. And it's a cult, you know, that supposedly empowers the human, but gets you used to acting as one cohesive group. But it's still a cult. This is classic Chinese communist cult programming. They admit with the mask ahead of take the inoculation, take the contact tracing, take the app on your phone that tracks you. They are getting us ready for total submission.
Absolutely right. And now we have two Chinese teenage boys dead because they were wearing a face mask during gym class. If you cut off oxygen and you breathe in your own carbon dioxide, then you become weaker. And they want us to be weaker because they want us to be unhealthy because they want us to submit.
That's right. Indoors program. Google announces for at least 2 years, no more open businesses, no one in their buildings, totally unaccountable. Congress not having any hearings with real people, everything locking down, no human interaction, separating the globalists more from the people so they can carry out their criminal operations and depopulation. We'll lay out what's coming next and how to stop them straight ahead.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made. made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and what did award-winning, awesome, fired-up, great talk show host Patrick Howley at Twitter, Howley Reporter, have to say? They love in their weird mystery school to reveal to you what they're doing before they do it. It programs your subconscious, but metaphysically, they also have to tell you what they're going to do so that you have a chance to resist. They believe that that then karmically gets them out of violating your free will. This is mysticism they're involved in. They're not atheists inside Hollywood or D.C. The Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, I know people that have been around them, the DuPonts. I work with someone who on record, you know, was very close to the DuPonts. Devil worshippers, period, in Pennsylvania. Hardcore. And I'm going to leave it at that. That's why they're in control. The Bible's real. The churches are captured by this. They're all scared. They're going to tell you, take the mark, everything else. But this is really happening. Here's the Simpsons, more than 15 years ago, throwing it in your face.
I'd like to call to order this secret conclave of America's media empires. We're here to come up with the next phony baloney crisis to put Americans back where they belong, in dark rooms glued to their televisions too terrified to skip the commercials.
Well, I think...
NBC, you are here to listen and not speak. I think we should go with a good old-fashioned public health care.
A new disease. No one's immune. It's like the summer of the shark, except instead of a shark, it's an epidemic. And instead of summer, it's all the time.
Now, I hate to be the guy who derails what everybody else loves.
He loves being that guy.
But, Janice, we do have standards. This can't be a made-up disease. The only moral thing to do is release a deadly virus into the general public.
We do have something we've been holding on to, but it hasn't been tested.
Get over here, NBC.
Well, we certainly believe in testing, but I... Wow.
So, we've got our deadly disease. No, we just have to blame it on something that's in every household, something that people are a little bit afraid of already.
House cat flu is coming, people. The Center for Disease Disinformation predicts with some degree of probability that the house cat flu might spread in the following hypothetical outbreak pattern. So, petter beware, that warm body on your lap just might be ready to destroy your tender vittles. Springfielders are advised to stay tuned for more information if they experience any of the following symptoms. Mild thirst, occasional hunger, tiredness at night.
And everything you see in the news. Tiredness at night. Rashes. You're not being able to sleep. A cough. Why, you've got COVID. And they say that counts as COVID in the official NIH. But no one attacks Fauci head on, because if you do, you get banned. The whole corporate media with the Chi-Coms lined up. Trump's kind of eaten around the edges. Patrick Talley joins us for about 15 minutes into the next hour. Then we've got a major Google whistleblower coming on to talk about those hearings that were going to happen today. My sources said they were going to cancel it to throw off demonstrators. And so I told our folks, watch, it's going to be virtual. They're not going to tell you that. But the first time, they're going to cancel it a couple times. And then once you show up to protest, it'll be virtual. Well, you notice they canceled it today. People say, how did you know that, Jones? Because the New World Order is formulaic. They got a couple plays they run, and once I've seen them do this a couple times, I've gone to D.C., and they cancel it. I've caught them a couple times. That's why they do this. So you learn stuff engaging the enemy. Remember I told Sundar, you bet on the wrong country, you're a Chinese communist spy, you're helping suppress the Uyghurs. Nobody was talking about that then. I'm not bragging about Alex Jones. I'm saying you could go do that too and make it a major talking point. Because it's not that all of D.C. is evil. A lot of them are just compartmentalized. All right, Patrick, I've been ranting here. We got 6.5 minutes left in the segment. You've got the floor here. What do you want to cover next? I've got a lot of points to make, but how is this cover-up going? What do you expect to happen? You talk about a global awakening happening. How's this operation going for him? What do you think's coming next?
Well, Alex, the real sad thing in all of this, if we think about the real victims, is that Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, doesn't get to go to his beloved Bohemian Grove ritual this year because it was canceled due to the scamdemic. So I'm wondering if perhaps they can worship Moloch via Skype.
Exactly.
Or maybe Zoom. Yeah. But, you know, look, this is about social control. Speaking of Pelosi, she wants the digital wallet. She wants to take us off the fiat currency, as awful as it is, still better than a digital wallet, because they're going to tie your income to a social credit score like they do in China. And if you are somebody like you or myself, Alex, our social credit score is going to be very, very bad. They are also using the mask as a social control and a test for how much they can control us before they roll out this hyper-dangerous Bill Gates vaccine. In Broward County, there is now an order requiring everybody on a residential property, including guests, to police everybody else on the residential private property on facial covering requirements. They're coming into your homes.
We literally have Sharia police for men as well now.
That is absolutely right. We hear this over and over again about, even the WHO has said it, coming in to people's homes. And if you look at where this contact tracing data can be sent, according to the Federal Register, they can send it to the World Health Organization. They can send it to law enforcement to place you under quarantine or isolation. And you know what the really, really dangerous thing is here? And I have to address this issue because there's so many good parents out there who I work with. Child Protective Services in Los Angeles. Now, bear in mind, if you test positive on an antibody test, half of them could be wrong. There are people who have tested positive who didn't even take the test, who were just standing in line. They went home, and then they got a fake positive test result, okay? So that's first of all. So even if you test positive, you might even have the common cold, according to the CDC. There was a parent who tested positive, and now they're trying to set this precedent in Los Angeles County. Department of Children and Family Services recommended in court that the child of the parent be taken away because they tested positive.
And again, as you said, that is the UN goal, and the blue cities are rolling it out. The Clinton Foundation with Google to control it, with Apple, who run actual death camps in China. So that means that's what they want here. That's who they are. That's their goal. Google literally, we're not exaggerating, wants to take your property, have robots take over, and kill you in a death camp. We're not joking. It's the post-human world, Wall Street Journal a month ago, looking forward to the end of humanity.
Yes, and collectivist child rearing is a big thing that they want to do. Hillary Clinton's mentor, Mary Jo Bain, who worked in the Clinton administration on the welfare reform and all the social stuff in the 90s, she even said back in the 70s, the only way to ensure equality for children is to take them away from their families and raise them communally.
And the new houses in Germany and the U.S. that Bloomberg and Bezos are funding, Austin's built five of them, have little pods you're in and then communal living rooms where you're with all these other people, including illegal aliens, criminals, you name it, to just put you into a hell pit where you never learn you have any privacy. First they take your online privacy, now they take your personal privacy because you're a damn prisoner now.
Yep. And Washington State had to walk back their ad, their job posting for CPS workers to work the child quarantine centers. And then they said, oh, that's for kids who are already in the system. But it could be for kids who didn't even test positive. They can just make up anything. Oh, he was kind of exposed to it. Put the kids in a child quarantine center. What the heck is going
to
happen?
Which, again, is the background to train you to not to have kids being grabbed and people being grabbed. And outside of the police, now all these cities, Albuquerque, L.A., you name it, are creating a new civilian force that has guns but come as social workers and help you. So it's so they're literally going to arm the Antifa and send them to your houses.
Yes, and that's what contact tracing is all about, and that's why they're letting people out of prison right now, even as they're trying to put people in prison for hate crimes, for covering up a Black Lives Matter mural, or the McCloskeys who are, you know, being disarmed and treated like criminals, possibly facing prison simply for pointing a gun on their own property. This scamdemic, even though all of our viewers are onto it now. You have been leading the way, and people all over the country want to talk to me about this. They recognize me from this show, especially if I'm in Texas or if I'm in the Midwest. People want to come up, talk about Gates, talk about Fauci. But you know what? They are just shoving it in our faces at this point, and they're using this scamdemic in order to obnoxiously push through every single globalist design that they have had in their sick minds for the last 50 years.
That's right. This is scientifically done, but to them it's a love affair of dominance and control. This is their religion.
Yes, and they thrive off of the suffering of others. And so, you know, if you look at what's happening with Jeffrey Epstein right now, and I want to touch on this too.
Oh yeah. You'll have time next hour, but give us a little prelude.
Well, Dershowitz is pushing for the mandatory vaccine, right? Well, Dershowitz has some big problems on his hands with his buddy Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. And if Ghislaine Maxwell starts talking, you know, I mean, there's no coincidence that she was arrested at just the time this scamdemic was happening. This is, in fact, 4D chess. And, you know, it's up to people like us to navigate it and to play it and to make sure that we come out with freedom intact.
Why do you think they purged Q? I mean, at first Q was good, then it got taken over by some bad guys. Then it got so grassroots, it got people waking up. I think that's why they finally purged it, because I think overall Q started becoming more positive.
Well, it's about the election. I mean, when people are digging up information and, you know, supporting President Donald Trump very strongly, they have to get rid of that before November. It's all about the election.
Absolutely. Patrick Holley, NationalFile.com is our guest. I'm Alex Jones with NewsWars.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.